My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And here's that pace that Cliff Kingsbury has employed throughout his career. Daniels finding Robinson, steps through a tackle. Robinson with another cutback, weaving to the five, diving towards the goal line. Touchdown, Washington!
Cliff Kingsbury's plan is going to be on my list of things I didn't like. Let's get through this real quickly so we give you guys a chance to weigh in. All right. After the defense, which was the number one reason for getting blown out in the opener yesterday, coverage issues all day long, confusion all day long, communication poor all day long. There you go, the three C's. Coverage, confusion, communication. It was not well done, and it's going to perhaps take some time with all of those new players. Disappointing, though, to see them really sort of bewildered at times offensively and a step or two behind what Tampa was doing offensively. The kicker clearly on the list of things that did not go well yesterday. Two missed field goals, a kick out of bounds. He also made two PATs, but one of them barely got through the right upright. He's got a huge leg. You heard Quinn, we came back in the last segment, talk about his talent, but he's clearly too erratic to keep on the roster for another week if you have to give up a seventh round pick if he's on the roster through week two. I would imagine we will see a ton of kickers in the building tomorrow, that day off, and you get a lot of players coming in, and certainly I would not be surprised to see a new kicker on Sunday. Could be one of those years. We've been through them before where it's just a kicker carousel all year long. That was not their plan. You know, their plan was not to wing it on kicker. They went out and spent money on Brandon McManus to be their kicker. On the list of things I didn't like, you know, for a defensive group that has prided itself on takeaways, they didn't really have a chance for any yesterday. Zero takeaways. There wasn't a turnover in the game. Penalties on the list. Some of them pre-snap, some of them, you know, 12 men on the field. Again, a lot, some of it really due to just confusion. Of course, you know, Emmanuel Forbes hit the jackpot with a double penalty on one play. The final numbers are 7 for 51. It felt worse than that, actually. And then I'm going to, you know, be a little bit critical of the offensive game plan in general. You know, one of my keys on Friday was protect the quarterback. You know, part of protecting the quarterback was a lot of quick game, more of an emphasis on running the football. I think they struggled to run it when they tried early, and maybe that got them off of their plan. But overall, I didn't love what they did. I'm this is the mystery part of this year, and I think Kingsbury has a big responsibility. And if the defense is going to struggle like it did yesterday, I mean, he's going to have to really be a dynamic offensive designer and play caller and game planner each week for the opponent. But, you know, basically they called, you know, we don't know for sure how, if there was some RPO involved in this, but basically there were like 34 to 35 called pass plays, and about 14 to 18 run plays, depending on, you know, which were designed runs versus option runs versus potential RPOs. But it was heavily weighted on throwing the football over running the football. Look, I'm in favor of doing whatever works. Whatever works against the opponent you're facing, that's what you should do. You know, your goal is to move the football, control the football, and score at the end of controlling the football. Lots of pistol, lots of shotgun. You knew he was going to be involved, the quarterback was, in the run game. He was involved a lot. I thought Jaden, by the way, made really good decisions for the most part on all of the zone read stuff. They didn't benefit nearly as much in game one anyway against a really, you know, an outstanding opponent. You know, when you talk about Tampa defensively with a guy like Vita Vea that you got to face in the middle of that line. They lost two corner. They lost coverage people during the game. So they were banged up during that game. But I didn't love the plan for protection. It certainly seemed to me, and I can't wait to see some of the, you know, advanced numbers when they come out later on today. It certainly seemed to me like he faced extra man pressure a ton yesterday. Now, the get out of it, plan was get out of it, Jaden, go make a play for us. And he did almost every single time with his legs. And that may be part of the plan. But you'd like to see the plan account for the extra pass rusher and have the ability from the pocket to hurt the blitz via the forward pass. You know, that's what you'd prefer to see. He did, you know, he had a couple of them. He had one to Ertz, one to Eckler versus the blitz. But I didn't think... You know, I don't know if the plan of Jaden escaping it and making plays with his legs to avoid extra man pressure, and there was a lot of it. Again, I have no idea how much of it there was. It's one of those things I can go back if the numbers aren't out later today. But I made a note here that it seemed like close to half of the pass plays, there was at least one extra pass rusher. Maybe not half, but a lot of them. And I don't know that they had a plan. They may have, and maybe Jaden didn't execute it. I think you're going to have to, in this up and down typical rookie quarterback year, you're going to have more quick game. And they did have some, you know, throws to the backs. Eckler and Robinson Jr. led them in receptions yesterday. How much of that was check down? How much of that was swing pass? How much of that was check down as an early progression? I don't know. It seemed like a couple of them were certainly early in the progression, and I thought Jaden did a pretty good job of getting to it. But yeah, there's... You want to see if you knew Bowles was going to come after him. You want to see them be able to burn that. Now, do they have good enough receivers to burn it? Maybe not. You know, maybe they, and look, they've got some guys in their secondary. Antoine Winfield Jr. is one of the best. All right. They've got dudes. But I didn't come away from the game thinking that Kingsbury's offensive guru-ness that he's been labeled with really showed in game one. You know, they weren't three and out. They moved the ball, you know, but they moved the ball basically because of the quarterback's legs as much as anything else, or the quarterback extending, or the quarterback hitting Robinson Jr. or Eckler and, you know, making plays. You know, in the game, you had Terry with two catches on four targets, McCaffrey with three catches on three targets, Zacchaeus and Crowder each had a catch. That was it for the receivers. That was it. McCaffrey, by the way, snap count wise, was much more. He was out there for more than any other receiver, I think, other than Terry McLaurin. So not, you know, not blown away with what they did offensively. And I thought, you know, 34 to 35 to basically, you know, 14 to 17, 18 called runs. You know, again, I'm not a got to run the football, got to be balanced. I'm not that way at all. I want you to do whatever it takes to move the football based on the opponent you're playing. But it wasn't, it was a bit disjointed. The quarterback made things look good. Clock management, end of the first half. I mean, God, I hope. I went into yesterday, I swear to you, Denton, I went into yesterday hoping that for the first time, you know, they get this guy Dave Gardy that they brought from the league office down, and I was just hoping that this would be the first year that I wouldn't have to sit here on every Monday and say, what are you doing? Like, you can't give up an opportunity for a possession by leaving a timeout and taking a timeout with you to the locker room. And they had an opportunity to call timeout after their first play under the two-minute warning, but definitely before the third and three, with a minute 12 to go, they let that clock run down. They did not call that timeout. After the field goal that made it 16-7, they kicked off. Washington had 11 seconds. They took a knee. They should have had 50-plus seconds. You know, 48, 49, 50 seconds. That's, to me, that's clock management 101. Look, you're getting the ball to start the second half. You're in the game. You're down two scores, but you're in the game. Maybe they didn't feel comfortable based on things that they saw on the three drives. That's all they had in the first half. You know, the first one that went backwards on the first throw, then two productive drives that ended in touchdown and a missed field goal from 47 yards out. Yesterday, by the way, was the greatest number of 50-plus yard field goals in a game, in a weekend, or on a Sunday in NFL history. Our guy missed from 47. He also missed from 56. But you have to use the timeout on defense. Maybe they'll explain it and say, you know, we just didn't feel good about some of the things that we had in our 2 minute this early in the season. You know, we're still a work in progress here. And we didn't want to go three and out and have them have a chance to get the ball back again. I don't know. You had moved the ball on two straight drives. You had a 10-play drive. You had an 8-play drive. You had scored on your last possession a touchdown. It's 16-7. You're going to get the ball. You had a chance to, you know, do the double dip where maybe you get a field goal attempt. I mean, maybe the guy isn't going to make it anyway, but you got to try. I did not like that at all. Head scratcher for me. They might have a legitimate explanation. Down 23-7, when you scored at the end of the third quarter, you could certainly think about going for two in that spot. I actually would love, maybe Quinn will answer a question about that today, because I don't know if he was asked about it in the presser. We didn't get a transcript of the press conference. I think 6 1/2 dozen the other. Personally, I don't think you think about it until the fourth quarter, because there are too many possessions left in the game. Now, in this particular game, down 23-7, you're not able to get off the field, so you're probably limited in the number of possessions you're going to get in the fourth quarter. So it may be just one or two possessions in the fourth quarter. So if he had gone for two, I wouldn't have had a problem with it. Not going for two, I didn't have a massive problem with it. There was about 2 minutes to go, I think, left in the third quarter. And in most cases, you really should not think about it, especially when there are potentially multiple drives and multiple scoring opportunities and multiple scoring types still left in the game. So I didn't have a problem with that. I had a major problem with the end of the first half. I just think you use that timeout and you give Jaden and the offense a chance with 50 seconds roughly left. No timeouts, but you've already, you know, expressed the talent and the big leg the kicker has. And from 56, by the way, he had plenty of distance. Let's try to get in range and then take the ball to start the third quarter as well. I mean, I think Jaden, from a dropback standpoint, could have run the ball down the field to field goal range. But that would be, you know, I just hope we're not in this position every week. Yeah, that kind of sums up everything. I think I mentioned earlier, I wouldn't have had Jaden in the game at the end. You got to protect the player from the player. He's a competitor. He wants to be in there. You're not going to, if you're going to call zone reads and he's going to read it out properly, he's going to keep the ball. He took a couple of hits. You're getting your ass kicked at the end of his first game. What's the last touchdown really going to do for you? I think, you know, you're in a long game here, and I would have pulled them. You know, I want them to compete until the end. I want that to be the MO. I just would have had Jeff Driscoll out there competing until the very end. A couple of other quick observations. I thought some of the formations were interesting. They had a couple of formations where Jaden's in shotgun, and you got Eckler and Robinson almost stacked on top of each other next to Jaden. It was an odd formation, and they ran an inside handoff to Robinson on that play. I thought that the kickoff strategies in the game yesterday, and a lot of what I saw all weekend long, were more times than not trying to kick it through the end zone for a touchback. There were three kickoff returns in the game yesterday. The average kickoff return, 24 yards on Eckler's two returns. And Tucker had a kickoff return of like 22 yards. I think teams are still wrestling with this. I think some of the better teams defensively are just saying, go ahead, start at the 30. I think some of the other teams that would love to see like the ball hit, bounce around, have a chance to nail them deep, have a chance maybe for a penalty that'll set them back field position-wise. I don't know. That's going to be something to watch. You know, first weekend of NFL football with one game left, I don't love it. I think it looks weird. It produced one kickoff return for a touchdown, but we see kickoff returns for touchdowns a lot in the early portion of a season in particular, and the reason being is that coverage units in preseason are usually not the coverage units that you see when the regular season begins. You use your 53-man roster, not a 90-man roster for your coverage roster, for your coverage units. Yeah, I've got other things that I'll get to, I'm sure, throughout the show, but it's your turn now. 301-230. Oh, one other thing. Did Dan Quinn start the game without a hat on and then go to the backwards hat in the second half, Denton?
I thought his hat was forward in the first half and then went back.
Was it forward and then he switched it to backwards?
It like Ash Ketchum.
My son said something to me. He said, he went to the backwards hat. And I'm like, what do you mean? He said, he wasn't wearing a hat in the first half. I'm like, oh.
Rally cap.
Whatever. Rally cap. Exactly. Didn't work. One game. No referendum on anything. No far-reaching conclusions. There are two things that certainly appear, more than anything else, to be medium to longer-term issues as far as this year is concerned. But again, I'm not going to come to a definitive conclusion after 1 week. All right, your calls, I promise you, nothing but you guys for the rest of this hour. 301-230-0980. What'd you like? What didn't you like? Any other observations from the 37-20 blowout loss to the Buccaneers to kick off 2024? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. I want to tell you that Window Nation right now has amazing September savings. If you've been thinking about new windows, now is the perfect time. All I ask you to do, if you've been thinking about new windows, is just give Window Nation a chance to come out to your home and give you an estimate. It's free. There's no obligation. They're not going to pressure you. You can shop the deal. If you end up moving forward with Window Nation, that would be great. But really, what I want you to do is call them at 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com and just give them a chance to give you a free quote. They have a 96% customer satisfaction rating. That means when you choose them, you're getting top-notch quality and outstanding service every step of the way. Replace your old, drafty, inefficient windows and enjoy up to 40% savings on your energy bills. Window Nation offers an unbeatable lifetime warranty. That's their promise, that your new windows are built to last for years to come. Right now, take advantage of this exclusive offer. Buy two, get two free when you mention my name, with no money down, no payments, and no interest for 24 months. Don't wait. Call Window Nation today. Schedule that free estimate. 866-90-NATION.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Donation.com. Tell them Kevin Sheehan sent you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.